Nolte, CNN blacklisted Trump's most important coronavirus briefing to date. By John Nolte on April 1, 2020. CNN not only blacklisted President Trump's most important coronavirus briefing to date, the far-left network bragged about it. Yes, you read that correctly. While the American president was informing the American public Tuesday night of just how awful the next 2 weeks are going to be, about the possibility we could lose anywhere from 100,000 to 220,000 Americans to the coronavirus, CNN blacklisted the President of the United States and refused to broadcast the briefing. And while it was blacklisting the President of the United States, CNN bragged about it. I'm not one to mock and criticize everyday people. I try to save my scorn for elites and counterbunches. But how fucking stupid are those who still watch CNN? How is it possible that in the age of this Chinese virus, there are still 800,000 to 900,000 idiots out there desperate to be lied to, deliberately misinformed, and shielded from actual news? While the President of the United States is making the most somber, sobering, and detailed statement yet about the unspeakable future the next few weeks hold for us, CNN viewers were treated to that moron Wolf Blitzer nattering on about whatever anti-Trump talking point the Democrat National Committee passed out that particular day. Incredibly, it was only after President Trump was done informing the public that CNN decided to carry part of the briefing, which of course proves Knoll is indeed singling out the President of the United States to blacklist. Nevertheless, because he is the adult in this relationship, Trump still took numerous questions from CNN staffer Jim Acosta. Way too many in my opinion, including a 20-minute back and forth. Sorry, but Trump should not be allowing a network that blacklists him to monopolize that much of his time during these briefings, especially when Acosta is only interested in scoring partisan points. Those of us watching at home are waiting for information that matters, not to watch Acosta preen for his Chinese puppet masters. The delicious irony in all this is that CNN did accidentally broadcast the news that the administration was very, very early in attacking the Wuhan virus. This per Dr. Anthony Fauci, the very man CNN has held up as a shining light of science and truth. CNN also accidentally broadcast the news from Dr. Deborah Birx that the U.S. was slower to respond because the medical community was caught off guard by China's fake data. When you looked at the China data originally, you start thinking of this more like SARS than you do a global pandemic, she said, referring to only 50,000 reported infections in an area population of 80 million. The medical community interpreted the Chinese data as, this was serious, but smaller than anyone expected, Birx added. Because, we were missing a significant amount of the data. Now that we see what happened to Italy and we see what happened to Spain. So CNN did accidentally broadcast the death of its maliciously dishonest talking point about how people are dying because Trump didn't want to take this seriously. Look for very, very early to appear in all kinds of Trump ads. Nevertheless, unless you understand just how vile, small-minded, partisan, and unserious CNN is, the people of Ferguson and Baltimore know. It is almost impossible to wrap your mind around an outlet that identifies as a serious news outlet blacklisting the President of the United States at any time, much less a time like this, much less a briefing like the one we all saw. Well, we who aren't stupid enough to trust CNN, last night. And let me close by saying this. Shame on all of you who still pay for cable TV. Whether or not you watch CNN, as I have been pointing out for 10 years now, you are still subsidizing CNN through your cable bill, and shame on you for doing so. This isn't shits and giggles anymore. This isn't right the left anymore. These people are monsters and you're funding their monstrosity. What, so you can watch Fox News, which is only a little better, or Turner Classic Movies? Indefensible. No one paying for cable or satellite TV has the moral right to complain about CNN, because you are the reason that hate machine is still alive. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.